This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a study out today in the Journal of the American Medical Association that's worth spending some time on. It's about wealth. Well, it's about poverty, really, and life expectancy. We already knew that wealthier people tend to live longer than poorer people do. What's interesting about this new research, though, is that poorer people seem to live longer or shorter depending on where they live. That means there's a lot of attention about to be paid to ways to improve local health and wellness programs. Smoking bans and trans fat bans, those kinds of things. But what do you suppose the new data means for national programs? Think Social Security, for instance. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
If you're rich, you're likely to do fine wherever you are. The nation's wealthiest tend to live 10 to 15 years longer than those with the lowest life expectancy. If you're not rich, you might want to consider where you live. Raj Chetty teaches econ at Stanford and co-authored the paper.
In Birmingham, Alabama, the poor are gaining as much in life expectancy as the rich overall, about 3 years over the last 15 years. Whereas in other places like Tampa, Florida, the poor are actually losing.
And losing or winning appears to tie in with choices people make about how to live. Places with effective anti-smoking or obesity campaigns could add years onto their poorer citizens' lives. Chetty says lessons from cities with longer-lived citizens could translate over to ones not doing so well.
I think focusing in particular on the health of disadvantaged Americans, and even at the national level, trying to set benchmarks or target programs at schools or communities in certain areas could be very valuable.
But how much can this new data inform national programs? Well, it depends on the program.
I'm really not so sure that the fact that it's people live long in New York and not so long in Detroit has any immediate application for Social Security.
Alicia Minnell directs the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. She says Social Security benefits are tied to the same ages for everyone. You couldn't adjust the age that Detroit's residents get benefits earlier or push New York's later. The best bet for now might be to come up with national benchmarks for local health programs. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.